I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. Let's assume for just a moment that elected officials here in Vermont decided it was indeed a good time to legalize marijuana. Well, what would a regulated cannabis market actually look like? That's the question a key Senate committee has now set out to answer. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, lawmakers say if legalization moves forward, they want to do it the Vermont way.
Windham Senator Jeanette White is the Democratic chairwoman of the Senate Committee on Government Operations, and she began Tuesday's meeting with an explanation of what it was not going to be.
The question of should it or shouldn't it be legalized will be held in a different forum, probably in the Judiciary Committee.
Whether lawmakers are ready to adopt a tax and regulate model for cannabis remains an open question. White's committee, though, is mapping out the rules of the road if the drive for legislation does succeed. On Tuesday, some of the people behind that push offered some soaring visions.
Vermont has an opportunity to create a thriving new economy based on our values and our traditions.
That's Bill Lofi with a group called Vermont Cannabis Collaborative. And if his name sounds familiar, it's because he formerly served as chief of staff for Governor Peter Shumlin. Lofi wasn't the only Montpelier bigwig in the room on Thursday. Prominent lobbyists are already fielding contracts from would-be growers and investors in the cannabis economy. Vermont Cannabis Collaborative was founded by a group of three entrepreneurs. Lofi says some members in the all-volunteer group may well pursue their own grow operations if lawmakers pass legislation. But Lofi says the Cannabis Collaborative wants the law to limit the size of industrial growing operations to prevent a few corporate growers from dominating the market. He says that would ensure room for, quote, artisanal producers.
We think cooperatives could allow small craft growers to enter the market and have the kind of impact on our economy that craft brewers have already had.
Even among legalization proponents, visions for the market don't always overlap. Lofi wants to limit the number of growers who can sell their marijuana. Francis Janik, who represents a group called Vermont Homegrown, told lawmakers that such restrictions would be a mistake. He said the more the cannabis pie gets divided, the more Vermonters will benefit.
We will end up with a group of small businesses that are providing income for families and that are providing a good quality product that can have a Vermont label on it.
The fact that the Senate Committee on Government Operations did not seek anti-legalization testimony didn't keep opponents at bay. Dr. Catherine Antley, a pathologist with a private practice in Burlington, watched from the background Tuesday, then spoke to cameras during a break in the action.
I'm very concerned that we're looking at a balance sheet and we're only taking into account the positives. We're not accounting for how much it's going to cost to tutor children, to take care of families that are affected by addiction.
So is legalization truly on the fast track for 2016?
That seems to be the question everybody is asking.
That's Caledonia Senator Joe Benning, a Republican proponent of legalization.
Whether that gets through the Senate is anybody's guess.
Even if the bill does pass the Senate, it still has to get through the 150-member House. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.